River Rapids.
Hey, can I speak to Billy?
Billy is speaking. Go ahead.
Billy, this is Ian from Wiki at Roid. I've sent you an email regarding a wiki creation.
Okay. I didn't exactly hear what you said. You sent me an email regarding something.
Yeah, it's regarding to create a Wikipedia page for your business. You told me to give you a call.
Okay, I said call any time, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see if I can find my email here. All right. My email may not be showing up.
Yes, actually, what we did is we did a review on your business profile. That was BigRiverDrafts.com. So we found a good amount of mentions about it online, and we believe it's a perfect fit for Wikipedia. And it accepts all the standards and criteria required to be on the platform. So if you want, I can explain you more about it. Or if you want
okay.
me, I can tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, please do. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can eliminate some of these background noises. Hang on, please.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So,
go ahead.
Yeah. So let me just go ahead and explain you in detail for the services, the benefit, and the process of everything that would be needed to you to understand just to make a decision. So first of all, the benefit of having a Wikipedia page. I'm pretty sure you know what Wikipedia is, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Perfect. So it will add credibility. It will drive in more traffic. It will improve the visibility, it will improve your off-page search engine optimization, and it's, of course, great for B2B marketing. So how the process work is, we will find and analyze all the sources for your Wikipedia page to find references, which we have already did, and then we will compose your Wikipedia article using the best references as per their guidelines, as per their standards. And then once that is done, we will share you the draft with you, the first initial draft, for your review, and if you have any changes, any suggestions, anything like that, you can let us know and we can change that for you. And then we will upload the draft on Wikipedia and publish it through the review system. And once the page is live, we can provide you continued support to keep your article safe from spam and vandalism so that nobody else can basically make any changes on that part. And that's how it works. Now, our services includes creating a Wikipedia page, creating Wikipedia content, inserting anything in Wikipedia according to their guidelines, semi-protection lock, whatever you name it, notability enhancement. So have you ever created a profile before, or is this the first time?
Well, I don't know if I've ever done anything like with Wikipedia before, for sure. I've definitely I've been in advertisement for quite a few years, and I advertise every way that I possibly can. I'm curious how this is going to help with my advertisement. How is this going to help
sure.
with just getting visibility?
Let me tell you. So if you talk about the marketing, on what platforms are you doing the marketing? You're doing social media or search engine?
I do both.
Okay. So you know the fact that you're doing it just to basically improve your visibility and just to basically add in more traffic. So online traffic like has a major effect on sales, of course, and there are many ways to improve the volume, and having a Wikipedia page is one of them. Likewise, you're doing social media and search engine optimization, but it both connects at the same time. The links on the Wikipedia platform can provide you with a good amount of referral traffic. And then, of course, it will improve the visibility as well, which means that when it comes to like online marketing, the key purpose of online marketing is just to provide your website with much needed visibility. And when your website is visible to more numbers of internet users, it will eventually bring in more customers for your business. And we all know that Wikipedia pages are always ranked high in almost every search result. So as a matter of fact, if you're doing right now search engine optimization through Google, Yahoo, or Bing, or you're doing social media marketing through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, then you might be running the advertisement, but sometime you will see that the ad is coming up on maybe first page, and sometime it's coming up on the fifth, sixth, or seventh. But once you have a page created on Wikipedia, then most of the time it will rank onto the highest ranking on that particular page, because Wikipedia pages are always ranked high. And having a page on this platform is a short way of exposing your brand to your potential customers. Moreover, likewise, you said that you're doing SEO. So search engine algorithm always give more preference to websites and brands that looks credible and more reliable. So having a Wikipedia page is like making your website or making your business look more relevant and trustworthy to other customers.
Okay. All right. How much does it cost?
We have two packages. All right, and each of them, if you want, I can send you the information so that you can get it. We have one package, which is the advance, in which we will do the creation of the Wikipedia page from scratch. We will do the research and development. We will write the content and formatting according to their standards, and we will be integrating sources as per the standards for your business, and then, of course, evaluating, experiencing quick, responsive, and compliance with the Wikipedia standards with unlimited revisions. So if you go with the first package, that is $1,500 a one time. And if you go with the professional one, then in that package, we do give you three social media accounts verifications as well. The blue tick you might have seen on big profiles like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. So if you go with that particular package, then with the help of Wikipedia page, we can get your accounts verified on three different platforms as well. And if you go for that package, that's for
$2,500.
Okay. As a matter
of fact, I'm not prepared to spend that much money right now.
I understand that. That's totally fine. But I'm still sending you an information over to your email so that you can read it. You can see the existing profiles that we have done. Then just let me know whatever package suits you the best, and I can see that if there's any room for improvement in terms of price. I'll reply you on that part.
Okay.
All right, so the email has already been sent out
to you. That sounds awesome. Yes, I would definitely appreciate that. I'm very intrigued with this. I'm just not prepared to spend that much money right now. But if it's something that I can bring me some more money, I'd be interested in it. Hang on just 2 seconds, sir.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to send me something, BigRiverBilly@Yahoo, and you already have my email?
Yes, I already have your email. As a matter of fact, if you refresh it, I've already sent you the process, prices, the benefits, and everything about it that we have discussed onto the chat, onto the phone. So you can let me know which package suits you the best, and then I can see what's the best we can do for you. What's your zip code, if I may know?
87531.
Perfect. So go ahead, read the email, reply me on your convenience, and let me know which package suits you the best. Don't look at the price. And then according to New Mexico, the postal code that you provided me, I'll see that what's in the pocket that we can apply for you on that part.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Sounds cool. Well, I look forward to talking with you again, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.